Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Motivating and Inspiring the Next Generation X through True Life Experiences Live on Mean X Media Group Blog Talk Radio 98.9 FM. I'm your host, Jazzy J. Today we welcome the life and motivation of multi-award speaker, spiritual leader, radio personality, and youth advocate, Dr. Charles Clark, with his vision to restore lives all over the world through positive reinforcement, spiritual enhancement, and empowerment. Let's bring him on.
Hey, hello. How you doing?
How are you today, Dr. Clark?
Blessed and highly favored. I don't have no complaints. God is doing so many great things in my life. So I'm just happy to be on your show for the second time. You're definitely a great inspiration in my journey to what I'm doing for God.
Amen, brother. Well, thank you for returning to share your motivations and passions with the audience. Let's get started. Dr. Clark.
Yes, ma'am.
We are living in difficult times across the world. Can you share with us more on why your mission is as a spiritual leader is so important to our society?
The reason that is important is because it's a spiritual warfare. Oftentimes we see our brothers and sisters in Christ who commit multiple crimes or who just, you know, bitter or got so much hate. But it's deeper than what they possess. We have to understand that somewhere along the line in their life, maybe from experience or generational curse or just a lack of the knowledge of God's love is the reason why they're doing or performing such things. So as leaders such as myself and the other leaders out there, advocates and, soldiers for God who already – know about God's love and what God can do in your life, it's our duty to show those lost souls where to be found, which is in God's word. So it's very important. I mean, kids are dying every day. We are killing each other. You got
right.
Families that beefing against each other. It's crazy. And the devil, one thing about the devil, he is very consistent in his work. So we have to question ourselves, are we consistent in our work for God?
Well, I know last year you participated in the riots and the uprise during the Baltimore pretty great episodes. And now we are hearing that the policemen are not being charged for any crime associated with his death. Do you have any words or anything that you'd like to say about that before we really get into the show?
Excuse me. I don't agree with the outcome based on the research that I've done, talking to people. I was dead in Baltimore. However, we cannot override, the judge or the jury and the law of the land at some point. However, if justice is not justice within them and what happened to Freddie Gray, definitely justice will come from God. I just don't agree that Freddie Gray died because of his own will. He died because, of an unorthodox situation that had nothing to do with the police officers. He cried for help. He cried for help on his way going, being carried and dragged to the police vehicle. So he didn't get the right medical attention. He didn't get the right attention from the police officers. And no matter if a person has a record or they just committed a crime or whatever the case may be, you still have to have that proper adequacy and integrity until he is proven guilty or until he appeared in court. As I said before, things that I've done in my life was 10 times worse than Freddie Gray. But because I chose to change, I accepted the change and what God did in my life, I'm doing great work for God. So very well much, I can say this, if he was given that chance and not, you know, was robbed of his life because of being power-struck with authority, Freddie Gray, too, could have been on this show and other show and doing things in the world, even in his own city, to empower and change lives, as many of us are doing right now.
Right. Well, Dr. Clark, tell us more about your recent accomplishment in earning your doctorate degree.
Yes. So, as everybody knows, I've been advocating for like the last 4 years, social media, out in the streets, you know, representing a lot of organizations that are attached to positive reinforcements, and, you know, being recognized by a school for my great works, as I give God the glory. Let me make it clear, I don't take no credit. I got my honorary doctorate degree in divinity. So that was a great honor. And whether I would receive it or not, I always say to myself that God is using me to perform surgery on the spirit. So as, you know, I have my partner, Terrell Jenkins, we're known as spiritual mechanics. So therefore, you know, whether you have a paper or a degree or whatever the case may be, your works, credibility speaks louder than anything. So I'm just honored and humbly grateful that my works is compatible with the honorary degree that Dr. Zuida received. So God gets the glory. I'm excited.
Well, we would like to say congratulations and kudos. And, hey, it don't get no better. Respect that name. Is that not true?
Hey, the Birdman said it up.
Yeah, put some respect on that name.
All of y'all. He said all Chelsea, all everybody. But no, a little Christian humor. But no, I'm just, you know, my thing is that I always have this vision, this focus that when I win, we all win. We win together. I don't think that no person should cross the finish line leaving their brother and sister Christ behind who also need a helping hand. I want to see all the gangbangers and drug dealers and people who's fallen, you know, to the creed of Satan by his tricks and distortions. I want to see them to also have that testimony when they get their honorary doctorates, bachelors, or whatever, or just being whole to the Spirit of God rather than being not even partially in their purpose through Satan. So it just goes to show you that God can change anybody. I mean, I was very evil. I was very, you know, treacherous. I didn't care about heaven, hell, God. I didn't care about life. It was all about me. It was all about getting money, you know, sex, you know, street credibility. That's just everything. And I tell people all the time, if you're going to give your testimony, if you're going to, you know, expose where you came from to where you're going or the position that you're in now, then tell it all. I mean, I'm not perfect by a long shot. I still make mistakes. I still sin. You know, God is working with me. He's working with all of us. But one thing I can say is that God, I know that I recognize the things in my life that is weak to empower them to become stronger. Therefore, my anointing is greater than my mistakes. And as long as I serve a perfect God, then everything's going to be okay.
Well, you know, we spoke earlier this year, and at that time you shared with us how your life was devastated following the loss of your father at an early age, and how some of your experiences as a youth and young adult affected your life for the time that you were incarcerated. Now that you are on a different mission in your life, can you share and reflect a little bit about how those actions are now going to benefit future generations?
Yes. You know, my thing is that, as I tell anybody, in order to master your craft, you must master the training program along with that. If I have not had lost my father at 6 years old or been in those streets and been the things that I was in, I could never be nowhere near to where I am now. I had to go through those things, and God had put me there to train me, because to the average person that you're talking to who's in the streets or gangbanging, drug dealing, shooting, and acting a fool, you know, the first thing they're going to ask them, how do you know my lifestyle? How do you know what I'm going through? And if you tell them, oh, well, you know, I took a course or I went to college for what, they're going to look at you. If not, they're going to probably shoot you. But when you actually show them that I've been where you've been at, I've even been in a worse place, and look what I'm doing now. I'm not here to solely judge you. but to empower you. I'm not here to recognize you or foster your mistakes. I'm here to recognize your greatness, because that's the problem with a lot of leadership in the Christian world, is that we always remind those who are lost that they are still lost. However, when are we going to spiritually activate those things for them, the reason why they need to transform so they can accomplish those things for the kingdom? You know, I know a lot of guys out there, you know, that's gang banging and et cetera, but I'm not going to keep on telling them, why are you gang banging? Gang banging is wrong. I want to ask them, what do you really want to do? What have God told you your purpose, or have you prayed about it? You know, how can I help you to empower the greatness? Let's forget about what you're doing. We already know that. That's why, you know, us leaders, we are in your life. You know, we're here to embrace you. Nobody is better than the other. We just strive together to, you know, to accomplish the things that we need to make the world a better place. So
right.
my approach is very unorthodox and it's very raw, straight to the point. You know, in order to change, you have to recognize that change is needed. If you don't recognize that change is needed, then you will remain in the same place that you've always been. And that's what I realized. You know, yeah, my father died. That was a big impact. You know, I've seen him take his last breath. So that was treacherous. And, I mean, I was yearning. I was wanting that fatherly love. I was willing to do anything. And that's how I got caught up into that lifestyle, is because I was willing to do anything for somebody to say, you know, hey, you know, good job, son. You know, that's my boy. Just those words. I was willing to do anything. And how I did do a lot of things that I used to regret, and I don't say I regret. Some of the stuff I do regret, but what I mean is that it had to happen in a way, because God showed me that, you know, soon, someday, this is back then, as I'm going through my calling and working out who I am, soon, someday, if you accept this anointing, you will be able to test the spirits of those who have not yet got the concept of how powerful I am and what I can do in your life. So by me going through that, it was definitely a training program that God put me through. And so I don't regret what God, you know, did on that part. But, you know, he's forgiven me for everything I've done. And I move forward. So I'm just trying to let people know that I've been there. You don't have to go that route. You know, this is a new time, a new place. And now's the time to get your position in the kingdom of God.
Now, Dr. Clark, tell us more on your mission as a radio personality.
Well, I won't say it came by accident, because nothing God does is an accident, but I never expected to be a radio personality. What happened was that the first ever interview that I was a part of as a special guest was on the Faith Walk by Joyce White show on the Survivor Radio Christian Network. And Joyce, we went to a very in-depth, graphic interview of what I've been through in my life, where I'm trying to do net. At that point, you know, I was just getting into the realm of my purpose. And the interview was so powerful and just touched so many people. Joyce even agreed that I needed to have a segment on her show. And, you know, the top dogs, you know, they agreed as well, you know, there at the radio network station. And once I started doing my segment called Real Talk 30, because 30 minutes of real talk, of course, it just took off from there. And, you know, Joyce White gave me such a great loophole into a purpose that I never thought I had as far as in the radio personality world, radio media world. And
okay.
Then from there, Jerry Royce of Jerry Royce Live Worldwide, Positive Power 21, I met him right when I came from Baltimore. I went to Baltimore twice. So the first time I came back from Baltimore, I was there during and after the riot. We linked up, and, you know, he gave me some exposure to tell about my, you know, the story down there and what I learned and been around. And then he started taking my segments, and then he started playing them on his network. And from there, I got two awards off his show called the Ursa Awards, Internet Radio Star Awards, and again, God gets the glory. And as we know, radio, social media, all of that stuff is what you need in order to get the word out there. I mean, it's a top communication.
Awesome. Now, Dr. Clark, as a youth leader and advocate, can you share with us how you're able to motivate our youth with positive reinforcement in today's society with all the negative influences from social media, Instagram, Snapchat, etc.?
How I is being very directive. You know, it's amazing how when you get on social media, Instagram, Periscope, Facebook, Twitter, and also when you go to different things in the streets, different events or whatever, and you say, like, for instance, 2 years ago, I went to a Stop the Gun Violence event, and, you know, you see everybody there who's advocating and stuff, but then you see the young people, they on the outside of the event. They sit back looking like, what are they doing? Them church folks are love. And, you know, you see a lot of the people who's involved, they're just looking over there at them but not talking to them. And God said, this is your moment. This is the problem. We look at them and we say nothing. And that's the biggest issue. That's the biggest gap. So, you know, I've been through some crazy stuff in my life. So this right here to me was nothing. It was a cakewalk. I went over there to them and started talking to them. And I asked them, you know, if you had the option of doing something, what would it be? And can I pray for you? And I just drilled into their spirit, not the flesh part, but the spiritual part, drilled into them that you are here for a reason. You're not here to be put in prison. You're not here to get a record, you know, a prison record. You're here to get a record up in the kingdom of God in heaven. So I just drilled, and I was consistent with it. And then once I left there, I got the contact information. And their social media information, and I stayed in contact with them. Consistency plays a great part when you're trying to change someone as God is using you. You can't just say, hey, I'm going to pray for you. If things will be okay, we'll inspire you. And then after that, you don't keep in touch. And it's relatively kind of difficult at times, especially when you gain, you know, followers and be a part of some of the project as I am. But however, I try to get to everybody that I can. But people know when I come to them, I'm sincere. I'm very sincere. This is my passion. I'm not out here for fame or to be a celebrity. Look, God is only a celebrity. He's the one that gets all the glory. It's my passion. So when I go to the youth, I just let them know, this is where I've been. This is how I got here. I want to show you. I want to help you preserve your life because God has something for you that's so great that the flesh can't even begin to understand.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, Dr. Clark, when you look back over your life, are there any other life experiences that has molded you as an individual today that you would like to share with us?
I would say as far as my father died, it brings me to, and I want to mention this real quick because this is a very important message. It brings me to this big stage play production I'm a part of, head of public relations, called Father, The Untold Story, produced by Dr. Yolanda Cookie Snipes and directed by Julius Johnson. As a fatherless child, I never really had a voice to express the pain I was going through. I was so caught up and imprisoned by seeing my father laying there, and he was no longer with me. So once I started being accommodated by people in the streets, of all different walks of life, from pimps, drug dealers, killers, you know, gangbangers. I mean, they were just, you know, out there. I learned one thing as I escaped that. And what that was is that if I can go to the streets, and the only thing I wanted, it didn't matter where it came from, if I can go to someone in that vulnerable stage and ask for that love, no matter who it comes from, and it actually makes me feel good at the moment, no matter if it's good or bad, then that's power. So what I'm saying is that imagine if we become father figures, imagine if we become the mentors and the advocates for fatherless children. Imagine the impact, the override of success in making sure that those kids out there who never had a father, some don't have a mother or a father, but especially the father, imagine how we can take them from destruction to production for God. And this is one of the reasons why I joined the family with this stage play, Father the Untold Story. And sister, this is very powerful because we need a movement in entertainment. We need a movement in our journey through whatever we're doing. We need to make sure that those who lack thereof as far as the guardians, that we need to step up and take that position.
Wow, that is so true, Dr. Clark. Now that you have accomplished your mission and becoming a doctor, what's next, Doc? What's next?
Well, as I told everybody on social media, me and my partner, business partner, Terrell Jenkins, who is a celebrity life coach, speaker, best-selling author, he has so many credentials that God's using him for. We are known as the spiritual mechanics. Of course, he still have his separate entities as far as the CHAP program, which is a major youth program out of from Arkansas. And I have my brand, she called Inspire, but together we call it Spiritual Mechanics. And we're definitely about to go on a full blast tour, doing conferences of all types to empower people all over the world, not just empowering the youth, but empowering the parents, because the parents need that direction as well, who are lost, so they can raise their seed to be the best flowers possible and shine for God. And as I just mentioned before, much love and thanks to my sister in Christ, Dr. Yolanda Snipes, and also Julie Johnson and Kimberly as well, magnificent women of God. They have a stage play production called Father the Untold Story. And that's major. I'm head of public relations. That's major. Just follow me on my Facebook pages. Follow me on my Twitter. I mean, it's everything that you're going to see on there is going to reflect towards this project that I'm a part of. And last but not least, I'm back into acting again now. And the next major project I'm a part of is with my sister in Christ, Mrs. Kimberly Zawoski, who's also known as Miss Kim. She just did the movie Grandma's House on Loretta Devine.
Okay.
And yeah, Rennie Rockier Robson. Where now she has a very powerful story as a foster child and being around the havoc and violence in Milwaukee. And the area code is called 53206. So that's the name of the movie. It's a docu-film. You know, it will be on a big screen. 53206. And her movement is called Operation Save Milwaukee. So I'm just tapped into all types of projects and things to empower the people, especially our youth. So it's pretty much whatever God leads me to do, then I'm going to do just that. Anything that I do or I decide is not based upon my opinion or my thoughts, only what God leads me.
Awesome. Well, Dr. Clark, any final words of wisdom for the audience?
Yes. Everyone out there who's listening, please, please, please take this to heart. You are not here to be destroyed. You are here for a purpose. And that purpose, only you can gain that purpose once you gain access to God fully. You've made your mistakes. You made the wrong detours. You've been part of the wrong journeys. But at some point, all you have to do is ask. Ask God to restore you, re-edit your life, and just fill you up, fill your vessel up so you can perform the thing so he can get the glory. Never let anyone tell you what can't be done when God already has informed you that it has already been done.
Well, Dr. Clark, we thank you for stopping by and sharing your motivations and passions in life with our audience today. We wish
you
continued success in life and pray that you will continue to make a tremendous impact within our society.
Amen. You know what? As always, thank you, my sister in Christ, for having me on here. Also, too, check out the book that's coming out from me and Terrell Jenkins from Get Success Publishing, The Broken Truth. Also, get the book by my sister in Christ, Sarah Centrella, and my bro, Lanell Williams, called Hustle, Believe, and Receive. And as always, check out my mentor, Devon Franklin's book, Produced by Faith and the Weight. Other than that, God bless everybody. Stay spiritually activated. Always put God first, and you'll never be last.
Well, Dr. Clark, enjoy your evening. We are wishing you the best. We will talk to you soon. Be blessed.
Amen. Thank you.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
All right, thank you for joining me today for motivating and inspiring the next generation X through true life experiences live on Ming X Media Group Blog Talk Radio 98.9 FM. We are keeping it real in the streets 24/7. I'm your host, Jazzy J. Until then, keep God first in your life.
Let's do it. Don't